coming up in 1 hour when this radio / multimedia transmission ends, we're going to premiere Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined at PrisonPlanet.tv. All my films, Firmus' films, Fabled Enemies, you name it, all available. The live TV show, 15 cents a day. You can share your passcode with as many as 6 people. Give the gift of truth. Spread this film to everyone. Order the highest quality DVD with the extras. $19.95. Your purchase makes the radio show possible. It is Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. Okay. I've got tax news I want to go over. I've got police state news. I've got big government news. I've got big developments in Poland. It's looking more and more like foul play with the death of the president and others last Saturday. That is all coming up. I've got my stacks here. But when we come back from this break, I'm going to play a video. When we come back from this break, I'm going to play video for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. And, of course, radio listeners will be able to hear the audio. And then in the next few hours, this will be posted up on the Alex Jones YouTube channel. But it's not there yet. This will be the premiere of this information. Now, when we come back after the video, I will describe more of why I did this. Okay? First off, I was joking around the office about doing what I did, just as a joke, because we had a power drill laying there. And a few people got up and were like, oh, don't do that. It's, you know, it's wasteful, whatever. Then my wife was like, oh, no, don't do it. It's so sweet. It's so good. Like it was a human or something. And that got me thinking about priorities with all of us. And then I thought about, well, all these other facets that I break down at the end of the video, all these other reasons, because this is going to be extremely educational on multiple fronts, what you're going to see. Now, of course, if I did this in 2 years, nobody would care. So it also ties in to hype. And so because it had so many issues tied into it, that's why we did it. And I can't think of better advertising. Advertising against bad things, against war, against torture, against police state, and against worshiping things. Now, on the other side, it's not just worshiping things. Some people don't like to waste. But this is certainly not a waste. This will be seen by a million people conservatively, probably in the next few months, definitely in the next year. I'm good at guesstimating how many views this will get just on one video. It'll be copied everywhere, probably tens of millions. You really can't even measure it. And think of how many people will get a bird's eye view into their mentality and how they can't form relationships with fellow humans and how we're being sucked in to this high-tech matrix. The average person playing hours of video games every day, 4.5 hours of TV. Young people aren't even communicating with each other. They're just texting each other. If you're wondering what the mystery is, it will soon be revealed for you on the other side of this break. We're going to come in out of the break. Some stations join us then, so I'll introduce it briefly. Then we're going to play this 10-minute video premiere here at PrisonPlanet.tv and on the syndicated radio broadcast. And there's a psychological study here. There's a psychological test. That's only part of it, though. This is also a mass psychology test, a group psychology experiment that we are all about to take part in straight ahead on the other side. This is going to make a hubbub. And it shouldn't make a hubbub, but because of the mind control, it will.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Foods Drag. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March. and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a 1 month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, it is the final hour of the syndicated broadcast. We are premiering Invisible Empire, New Order Defined at PrisonPlanet.tv in 52 minutes at PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, I did a psychological test yesterday. I shot this video, did this in the office yesterday evening. Aaron, I worked very late, and then today to put this video together. Great job to Aaron Dykes. This is a psychological test, and I explain why at the end of the video. And I predict this will create somewhat of a hubbub. People are going to be upset by this. They're not upset by humans being tortured, by war, by police state, by seeing their fellow humans beaten for no reason, because we've been dehumanized. You see Marines throw a puppy off a cliff, everybody gets upset because we haven't seen millions of simulated murders of animals. What would happen, though, if we did it to a computer? Something new, something trendy, something filled with hype. Let's go ahead and go to this video. The torture of an iPod.
Robots became so intelligent, they defined themselves as human beings.
Torture! I was always taught torture was wrong, but I'm pro-America, and now that they say torture is good, well, I decided that when in Rome, do as the Romans did. But humans don't care about seeing other humans tortured. We've been dehumanized. They got mad though when the Marines threw that puppy off the cliff, because people still have empathy for animals. I thought, what about an iPad? What is it going to think? People love inanimate objects. They love things. They love possessions. They don't get upset by humans being tortured.
Oh. Oh, God. boys.
So I thought, what would happen if we tortured an iPad? And that's what we're about to do. Okay, 12-pound sledgehammer. Sure this is working. Just a professional interrogation for America, what we do, the good guys. After all, Joseph Mengele wasn't that bad, was he now, according to our government? Got the electrical power here. And, of course, made in the USA waterboarding equipment. We're going to have a discussion with you, Mr. iPad. You understand? And you're going to answer our questions. Al Gore's on your board. You guys pose as a bunch of egalitarian liberals, but you're made in China by basically slave labor. Well, Mr. iPad, again, I'm going to ask you, why are you made in China? This is going to go on for a long time here, and it's only going to get rougher. Oh, you're going to not respond? Well, that's fine. At the end of our little session with the iPad, I'm going to explain exactly why we're doing this in detail. But overall, it's an important experiment. We've got all these different implements of torture or enhanced interrogation, but I figure we just go ahead and cut right to the chase with the power drill. Again, one of the tools of the CIA. I've told it to explain to us why it's in league with Al Gore, and it will not answer my question. We're going to get really serious right now. We're going to get some answers. I'm going to ask you questions. This is like in Pakistan when a predator drone drops a bomb on a wedding. Now we're just going to kill your ass, because that's pro-America! Yeah! Come on! Yeah! Answer my questions! We're the good guys! We're America! You will answer our questions! Torture is good! I smell China. Literally, you can smell it. Look at that smoke coming out. Let me get you cleaned up for the next round. Well, you're still alive. We've been torturing you for quite a while. Because, again, that's the American way. That's freedom. And now we're going to go ahead and put you out of your misery with a firing squad. So let's put your little blindfold on. Let's give you a cigarette. Good. It's time for the firing squad for high treason. No judge, no court, no nothing. Under the Enemy Belligerence Act, now in the U.S. Senate, we are allowed to arrest you as a U.S. citizen, torture you, kill you, do whatever we want, because that is freedom. Enjoy your cigarette. No trial, no nothing. Under the USA Patriot Act, iPad, you are terminated. Ready. Aim. Fire. Well, looks like that didn't do it. We have to shoot you a couple more times here. This is going to continue for a while here. I'm doing this because I'm a patriot. I'm going to take your bank accounts because I'm a patriot. I'm going to set up checkpoints because I'm a patriot. Everything I do is because I'm a patriot. And you're an evil iPad. And one more right between the eyes just to get you out of your pain. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how we deal with terrorists. You know, after we torture somebody to death, we got to get rid of the body. We got to dismember it. So even though the iPad's no longer with us, we got to get rid of the evidence. Ah, the guts. It's almost as funny as one of them dead Iraqi kids.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Right through the windshield.
Those weapons of mass destruction got to be somewhere.
Oh, it's their fault for bringing their kids to a battle.
That's right.
Nope, no weapons over there.
It's almost as funny as one of them dead Iraqi kids. Designed in America, made in China. You have just taken part in a psychological test, a study. There's a lot of different facets to it. Number one, I like Apple. I like the iPad. We have a couple in the office, and I bought one at home. But I've seen people literally worshiping these machines. You know, humans don't care about fellow humans anymore, but they care about inanimate objects. And I said, we ought to do a psychological test to show how people get upset out on the web
about watching the video you just saw, but don't care about Iraqi kids in a minivan being murdered in front of everybody. This is the dehumanization. We saw that a year ago when the Marines throw the puppy off the cliff, and it was admitted the Marines had done it, and the Marine Corps admitted they'd done it, and actually kicked them out of the Corps, but people were still living in denial, saying, no, the Marines didn't kill that puppy, it's too evil. See, Iraqis are dehumanized, but the puppy, it matters. Well, the puppy matters a hell of a lot more than this iPad did. And over a million Iraqis in the last 7 years have been killed conservatively, and their society was wrecked like this iPad. And so that's one reason I did this. I also wanted to show, and I'll guarantee in the comments below this YouTube video, you'll see it, that people are going to be angry that I did this because they associate it with a living thing. And in the future, computers may become artificially intelligent, like Isaac Asimov talked about 60 years ago. There'll be laws against doing this to computers. That shows how twisted our worldview has gotten, where we've been trained by the eugenicist environmentalists that human life means nothing. But I do want to add something here. I don't believe in reincarnation. Not in animal life, not in human life. But in the case of this iPad, it did not die. Its consciousness, or all of its programs and apps, are downloaded on two computers over there. We've already bought a replacement. And so literally the data that was in this iPod will repossess and will enter the body of a new iPad. But Iraqi civilization and many other civilizations, many areas of Serbia, have been reduced to rubble that resembles this pile of junk. Then, of course, there's another facet. Apple claims they're all liberal and trendy and care about humanity, but Al Gore, who wants to put carbon taxes that will reduce world population in place, is on their board. And Apple pushes all of this anti-private property rights, anti-human propaganda. And so I guess it makes sense that they have giant factories with people working for slave wages all over China. Oh, yeah, designed in America, made in China. And the people there are being paid so little they can't ever afford to buy an iPad. And so there's also a lot of hypocrisy there. I think technology is great, but it's a double-edged sword. It can be used as a tool for good or for bad. But for those of you out there that were upset by seeing this happen or think it was wasteful, $500, this will probably get a million views in the next year and will educate thousands and thousands of people that watch it who will get what we did here today. And then, of course, there's the subject of torture itself. The Army's own report, the Tagumbu report, admitted they were raping children, torturing people with battery acid, with drills, torturing people's children in front of them. Those are human beings, ladies and gentlemen, and are a trillion times more important than this iPad that the mind of man created. Man is the greatest species on this planet. Man is reaching towards the stars. And we also need to be wary of the future of technology, lest it supplant humanity and be used by a technocratic elite to set up a prison planet. The elite have written many white papers stating that because they have robotics and automation, they don't need a large population anymore. That's why Bill Joy back in 2000 wrote the article, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us, and discussed the fact that the elite are seriously considering exterminating the majority of the world population. I know a lot of you went to college, and you believe in the people bomb, and you believe there's too many people. The problem is you don't understand that you're in the crosshairs of the elite as well. And machines are being used as one of the major tools to control us, to track us, to predict our movements, to predict our very thoughts. And so it's important to keep technology on a very short leash, lest it be used to enslave us. Again, I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. I hope this little presentation has spurred some of you to think. I hope you'll have lively discussions with your friends and coworkers and neighbors about the torture of an iPad. Of all the reasons we did this, number one is to get you thinking out there. Many of you can't form relationships with fellow humans now. You're only forming them with machines. You're losing your humanity. The vocabulary of the average American has shrunk by thousands and thousands of words. And the statistics show it's even getting worse with young people, with teenagers. You go out to a restaurant, you see all the kids around the table texting their friends. I love technology, but I also
understand the downsides. We're going to come back and play that last piece by itself, then get into the news and take your phone calls. Stay with us.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years' experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Of an iPad. Of all the reasons we did this, number one is to get you thinking out there. Many of you can't form relationships with fellow humans now. You're only forming them with machines. You're losing your humanity. The vocabulary of the average American has shrunk by thousands and thousands of words. And the statistics show it's even getting worse with young people, with teenagers. You go out to a restaurant, you see all the kids around the table texting their friends. I love technology, but I also understand the downsides. And that's why we showed you here. It isn't machines that matter. It's the people that built them. It's this precious species. Rediscover the power of humanity.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Pharaoh.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Tax Day 2010. I'm going to take phone calls for the balance of the hour. We have some other very informative guests joining us tomorrow. I'll just leave it at that. But we've had Gerald Celente on yesterday. We, of course, today had Lorcas Vermongton last hour, and Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. And we have some extremely powerful, important guests covering amazing information, very powerful information tomorrow. So be sure and join us. We do have the premiere coming up in T-minus 35 minutes at PrisonPlanet.tv in, what, five different formats? High-quality Flash, QuickTime, DivX, a bunch of others at PrisonPlanet.tv. Film 18 months in the making, premiering in T-minus 35 minutes. We are go, Houston, right? We are go. My IT guy's in there. We are go, video crew. We are go, go, go. InfoWars is go, go, go. Launch weapon systems. Launch, launch. It'll be up at PrisonPlanet.tv in T-minus 34 minutes.
34-minute countdown. This is Cape Canaveral Launch Center preparing to initiate final countdown in sequence. Launch is go. Launch is go. Houston is go.
I tell you, man, we make films that get seen conservatively tens of millions of times per film, and it's my enjoyment to fight tyranny. It feels good. It's like when you lance a pus-filled boil. It's gross, but it's satisfying because the pus is getting out. And it's scary to know this stuff. It's scary to face the truth, but I don't know. What's that Patrick Henry quote of, I will know the whole of the truth. I will know the horrible truth and make provision for it. You know, I know there are some timid souls out there that don't want to know the truth. Forget that you are our brethren. Go from us in peace. Crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you. But as for me, give me liberty or give me death. So again, we're going to intersperse a lot of key news, some top stories, recap here in this hour, and your phone calls. Let's go to Christopher in Arizona right now. Christopher, welcome.
Hello, Alex. How are you?
Good, sir. What do you think of the murder of the iPad?
Oh, how could you do that? It's our God. We worship it. We live by it. It tells us what to do, what to buy, what to watch.
It tracks us, and so Big Brother knows we're safe.
It's to take care of you, though. Well, I have a few questions, actually.
Go ahead.
Well, if we, like, say down the road, you know, we try to resist the carbon tax, blah, 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 which, you know, John McCain is for, do you think there's a possibility that they could use NORTHCOM troops, possibly with UN troops, to enforce that under that that law? Was it 87-297?
Say that again. To enforce what?
To enforce complying with the carbon tax, like if people resist.
Oh, absolutely. But instead, they're just saying the EPA, separate from Congress, can do whatever it wants. And, of course, the Constitution says Congress makes the laws, and it's the power, and then the executive executes it. And so that's upside down, or butt backwards, as they say. They have a more graphic way of saying it. But we're a family show here, broadcast. But absolutely, everything's being done by executive fiat. But not just at the federal level. States, cities, counties are acting like a bunch of brigands. And we've got to stand up to the thugs and say, you are not my owner. I am not a slave.
Yeah, well, you know, the Constitution is just a dang piece of paper anyways, right?
Well, that is what congressmen are now saying on video. That congressman, last week from Illinois, on video says he doesn't care about it. And George Bush said it's a GD piece of paper.
Right.
And we have to remember that. Everything Obama's executing is all part of the same plan Bush was executing and the same plan Clinton was executing, because these politicians come and go. The globalists are there running it.
Right. And I wanted to share a police state experience with you, if I could, real quick.
Sure, real fast, Christopher. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I was coming to work. I work on a military base, and I was coming through the main gate. And, you know, I went through, got to my shop, and then I get called into my the office by my supervisor, and he asked...
Tell you what, stay there. We're going to come back to Christopher to finish the story. Then Justin, Lynn, Rob, Brian, and others, and a news blitz as well. It's the day you pay the Federal Reserve your money. It's the day you bend over and the globalists have their way with you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst.
The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Before I go back to Christopher, Justin, Lynn, Rob, Brian, and others and get to a bunch of important news interspersed, I want to give a program note for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers that are watching us live and are going to be watching Invisible Empire coming up here in about 30 minutes at PrisonPlanet.tv. This has happened the last few films we launched. We have CDNs, several CDNs, so there's never a problem serving out thousands of copies of the film in the first hour when people hit it. But the static site is on one server, and it's a beefy server, but it always gets sluggish or shuts down when we have the big, dynamic, fancy site. So for a day or so, when we do launch a new film, we go to a plan B, and we're setting that up right now. Be ready in the next 30 minutes. Where it's just a static page with the member login, passcode, and Wes, make sure there's a sign-in page, too, on that, and or get McAdoo to do that, because that's important. And once that happens, people will be able to go in to those boxes and just put your username, passcode, or sign in, and then you'll just have right there on the front page is all the different versions of the film for anybody that wants to be able to see it, anybody that wants to be able to download it. We're going to have downloads of it, streams, flash, a whole bunch of different formats. They're all there. And that only usually happens for a few hours because everybody hits it and wants it right at once. So that is going on. But again, I want to go back to your phone calls. Invisible Empire, New Order Defined, premiering today in about 30 minutes. And then next Wednesday, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, my new film. Let's go ahead and take another phone call here. Let's go back to Christopher, who was telling a story. in Arizona that he works on a military base. He drives through the gate, goes into the shop where he's working. Please continue, Christopher.
Yes. Well, my supervisor basically told me that there's a federal agent, some type of investigator, who came in behind me, and he had called our higher-ups and told them, so they, you know, crap rolls downhill, so then it came to me. But basically, it's because I have your, you know, 9/11 was an inside job bumper sticker and live free or die on my, on the back of my Durango. And I guess he's pulling in right behind me and he saw that and, you know, he had to stop Al-Qaeda. So he called my shop. I just wanted to share that.
Well, we get reports and some of it's come out in the newspaper where, one famous case that was in the news several times, Kelly Rushing in Lyon County, Kentucky. It was in the newspaper. He was calling me, telling me, and I couldn't believe the story. Well-spoken guy. He was putting two films on one VHS tape. This was about 6 years ago. Ron Paul's neocon speech. It was about 45 minutes on the floor of Congress. Very powerful, exposing how they're a bunch of Trotskyites on record, the main Republican leadership. I mean, that's really true, folks. Google Trotskyites and neocons, and you'll get Toronto Star, Associated Press. It's very, very sick. That's how they took conservatives over. That was the first part, and Road to Tyranny was on the second part on the slow play on the VHS tapes. It was about 4 hours of video on there, and he gave hundreds of these out in the community. And back then, I was still naive 6 years ago. It's not that I didn't believe him, but I got in the phone book at my house and started calling people with the name Rushing. And they're like, yeah, no, that's my cousin, or no, that's my brother. Then I randomly called people on the same streets, and they said, oh, sure, that's a great family here in town. Kelly's a wonderful, upstanding member of the community and church and everything. And I'd say, have you heard about his arrest? Yes, we saw it in the paper. And I went in the paper. And so then I went and looked that up, and there it was in the Lyon County paper that he saw a state police officer and drove up to him and said, sir, this is a video about what's happening to our country. And the police officer then found his address off of his license plate and his name. When he pulled out of his house, got him, arrested him, put him in the back, called his wife and laughed and said, I have the VHS bandit with me. And Kelly said, why are you doing this? And he said, that's an anti-law enforcement video. You're not allowed to give that out in America. And I couldn't believe this. This was in the paper. And they charged him. They charged him two different counts. The Ron Paul video, he was charged. You're not allowed to give people a video of C-SPAN. I mean, this happened. And he was charged for terroristic threats for that and terroristic threats against law enforcement for Road to Tyranny that has no threats in it. And I got the judge's number, called his home, had it on speaker. My wife's sitting there so the judge didn't make something up. And I said, hello, sir. Hello, Your Honor. This is Alex Jones. I'm a radio talk show host. I saw this in the newspaper. Is it true, and I've since seen this countless times, that you've arrested Kelly Rushing and next week is his trial and that you're going to have this trial go forward? A jury trial, and he's facing 5 years in prison. And he said, yes, but I'm not going to talk about the trial with you. And it went to trial, and he was found not guilty by the jury. They weren't that brainwashed. And then a week later, he was driving home, and the police pulled him over. By the way, he didn't drink. They laughed at him. The state police did and said, we're arresting you for drinking. These are warped individuals, folks, warped. And I have the footage in Road to Tyranny, that very video, where state police in Virginia, in a rural area, pull over Abby Newman, naval veteran, no criminal record, in town buying canning supplies. She's at a warrantless checkpoint. She says, you're not going to search my car without a warrant. They get her out, put her in handcuffs, open the back up. They find a Patriot Games with Harrison Ford. They get scared of that. The word Patriot scared them. This is on video. They find a Police State 2000 video. They get scared. And then they find a pocket constitution. And the state police, it's about 2 hours into the almost three-hour film, Road to Tyranny. They start, I can't believe she's got this. Is she allowed? Do we arrest her? And the commander comes over and they go, it may be illegal or she may be allowed to have this. And they're sitting there on squad car video. I mean, it's Orwellian. It's like a joke. It's absurdist. Like you're on another planet. going, I don't know, she's one of them. And then they're like, you're under arrest for contraband. I mean, they're literally making noises like, we got one with a constitution. It's the scariest thing I ever seen. We ought to actually cue the video up. The show's almost over. I want to go to some calls. But you can't believe it till you see it. And they arrested her and charged her, and she went to court, and they got up there and said, we got pocket constitutions, Your Honor. The judge is like, this actually happened. It was like, well, that's what you swear an oath to, and they threw it out. But not in Lyon County, Kentucky. I mean, they had the trial. They'll take your property. They'll take your guns in a minute, folks. I mean, they are ready to go after the American people. Now, there are a lot of cops that are salt of the earth and aren't like that, but more and more, they're just lunatics. I mean, nuttier than a fruitcake. So what does your supervisor do to you? Or is that caller already gone in Arizona? Christopher, tell us exactly what happened. Did your supervisor, is he going to fire you? Or you're not allowed to have free speech? What's going on?
No, nothing like that. Well, one, you know, first of all, that agent, he didn't have, you know, the sense of courage and duty to question me himself. He just, you know, like a little coward, you know, little tail between the legs, called my shot, you know, and I never saw him. I didn't even know he was behind me. But it was just my supervisor. He was cool about it, you know. He just said.
So what agent? An agent of what called you?
I'm not sure what he was, but he's some type of federal investigator. They come on post, you know, every now and then to do, you know, their little investigation, whatever they do. I'm not sure. But,
well, let me just add to that. They are now teaching police and military that even American flag bumper stickers are bad. Did you see that in the MIAC report?
I've read that about that, yes.
I mean, you can't make this up.
It's disgusting.
And, well, they would just love to arrest you. I mean, they're scum.
That's why I rarely go over the speed limit, because once they get you in that system, you're there and you can't get out. You know, without a hard, hard struggle.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate it. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to point out a band to you that, you know, you might play on your show during the intermissions. It's a metal band. You ever hear of Fear Factory?
No, I haven't. I'll have to check it out. Thank you, Christopher. I appreciate your call. Justin in California. We got to move quick now. I'm long-winded. Justin, go ahead.
Hello there. I saw your iPad mental video. You're right. You're going to have millions of viewers on that one. we've talked before. I'm a fellow broadcaster here. A couple weeks ago, a thought came into my mind, and I got to tell you, I was delighted yesterday when I heard you say that there's a war going on between truth and lies. If you'll bear with me for 90 seconds, I've got something that was given to me I'll share with you. Here we go.
Go ahead.
Even though I'm against overtaxing the people of America, I have come up with a tax that will not only save America, but it will change the whole world for the better when initiated globally. I call it the truth tax. The truth tax will be focused only on the mentally corrupt politicians. This new tax would demand a $10,000 truth tax fee be paid by all local, state, and federal government officials and their representatives every time they knowingly tell a lie to the citizens of America. Now, I know without any doubt when the truth tax is initiated with a one-year retroactive rule that instantly the truth tax would accumulate enough money to pay off all of the $28 trillion debt our political leaders have created using lies to steal the wealth of the citizens of America. Now, a new collection agency will need to be created called the GEA, or Get Even Agents, will be used to monitor and collect the truth tax from deceptive politicians. The GEA team should be created by hiring homeless veterans, and training them to monitor and fine the very same politicians who shoved them into unauthorized wars and left real American heroes homeless on the streets. Please email all government reps and take the time to send a letter to all of them with Tell the Truth written on the outside of the letter. If we all send letters through the mail with Tell the Truth written on them, we will fill up the mail rooms of all government reps, and they'll get a clear message for that the American people demand the truth from our government now. The truth tax, when initiated, will save America from falling into hell. All Americans must demand the truth tax now. So please contact your local representatives and demand they add the truth tax to their next new tax law initiative, and warn them that if they don't, no new taxes will be paid by the American people.
Justin, great points. I appreciate your call. I would just add, I mean, it's a good idea, and it's also a good illustration of how much they lie. But don't give them ideas. The government will create its own truth commission and arrest us for saying global warming isn't real and put taxes on us. Or they'll arrest Ron Paul or put taxes on him. See, that's how it works. They judge. They set up the phony panels. Like if you say the sky is blue, they'll put a $10,000 fine on you and say, no, you don't see a blue sky. The government says it's red. But, no, I mean, that's a great idea, Justin. I appreciate your call. Oh, by the way, another program note here. If you just tuned in or you're a radio listener and not a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, and you want to be able to see, you know, unedited in one piece, the torture of a iPad psychological test, group psychology test, it's up on Infowars.com right now. It just went up. It just went live at YouTube. And it's important to take that link from Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's posted both places now. And get it out to everyone you know, because they'll see somebody tortures an iPad. And there's all this big hype and hysteria over iPad. And all these people that don't care about the truth of the Patriot movement, they may get into looking at this information and start thinking about the real world and what's really happening. We may get a lot of people out of the matrix with this video. Just one more salvo, one more idea, one more action we've taken. As I torture the iPad to death, find out why I did it at Infowars.com. If you just joined us, go to Infowars.com. It'll be up today, tomorrow, throughout the weekend. Infowars.com. Send it to the media and then ask the media, why did you get upset over the torture of an iPad but not torture of children? So the torture of an iPad, I tortured one to death yesterday here in my office. Will I be arrested? Who knows? So the torture of an iPad, Infowars.com, if you want to read the article about it and watch the video in one piece and share it. We've got a bet going here in the office. I don't do a lot of wagering, but we did have a pool of $20 with the guys last night. Anybody else wants to get involved here in the office, by the way, can. I'm guessing in 7 days it'll have 400,000 views. It's whoever gets closest numerically. And that can be below or above. It's not like the price is right. It can just be whoever's the closest. I said 400,000, some said a million, some said a 200,000. But we'll see. 7 days from now, from the time this was launched at about 2:40 or so Central Time until next Thursday at this same time, we will see who is going to win this. Let's go ahead and talk to Lynn in Oregon. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Howdy, Alex.
Hi.
I'll try to go fast. I'm a seventh generation Texan here, stuck in Oregon, and what we have a problem with here is that it's kind of hard to align with very liberal areas, and we're trying to find ways to try to get out and connect with other people that are more liberal, but we can align with them, and where we can align with them is on the drug war. And what we've done here in this area, we've just gotten a booth at the Global Cannabis March that Oregon Normal is throwing in downtown Portland at Pioneer Courtyard Square. And what we've done is we've burned over about 150 copies of How the Weed Won the West and the American Drug War. And we're going to be giving out those CDs at that march, and then hopefully we can connect with the more liberal people.
You need to just reach out to them and say, liberal conservative, it's a controlled paradigm. Wake up. The health care plan is nothing but a payoff to big corporations. And it's good that news is getting out, because even mainline pundits are now having to admit that. Very exciting, Lynn. Good to hear from you. Brian in Canada, who disagrees. Go ahead, Brian.
Colorado, yeah. The name Barry Sotoro, I disagree with using that name, and I'll tell you why. Do you know what name he graduated by?
No.
Barry Obama, and he went to Punahou High School. I also believe I know his CIA name. Did he not work in the CIA?
Well, Reverend Manning says he has that evidence. And by the way, I've been saying for 2 weeks I want to get Reverend Manning back on. Let's get him on next week. Tarpley says there's a lot of evidence of that, but he's had a bunch of different names. And yes, I did know about the Barry Obama name he also used on the diploma. I just wasn't specific which graduation. I think he has 3 degrees. But we know when he was adopted, it was Barry Sotoro, and that makes him ineligible to be president. Clearly, he was born in Kenya as well, but we can't 100% prove that. But we know he's an Indonesian citizen, and his name is Barry Sitaro, hence we're putting that info out.
Well, okay, now let me tell you what I think his last name is, because I ran into someone that's, you know what G2 is?
Well, that's a clearance level in the government.
G2 is counterintelligence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This guy is in G2 not knowing who he was talking to. He spilled the beans. And I'm going to expose the name on tax day, because what better day is there?
Okay, expose it.
B-O-E-H-M-E-R, Bomer. Now, I did not get the first name. He said, I saw a document with that name on it. And I said, what document? He says, why are you interrogating me? I said, I'm not interrogating you. I just wondered what the document was.
I don't like to speculate. We'll try to flesh that out and send us an email about it, sir. We know his name is Barry Sitaro on record. We know he's an Indonesian citizen. Done. Case closed.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Final segment on Tax Day. We'll be back live tomorrow up on Infowars.com. iPad tortured to death, a psychological experiment. And hey, I did this last year. It's now something we do. I've lost my shirt to the Internal Revenue Service. I know it's illegal, unlawful, didn't have it until 1913. Goes to the private bankers. You can zoom down a little bit more, boys. And look, I'm not wearing a shirt here. I don't have a shirt on. In fact, the government can have my watch as well. Here, for the private bankers. It's all yours. Here, my boots. I mean, it's even worse than last year, and the taxes are all going up. It's all yours. You can have it all. Enjoy it, parasites. You own me. I'm your slave. And now under health care, they own my body. They get to decide what type of health care I get. And they're trying to push forced inoculation with the whole swine flu hysteria, that they can force things in my body. So I guess you don't just own my clothes and my watch and my wallet and my bank account, but you own my body. You own my labor that my body creates, that my mind creates. I'm a serf. I'm a slave. I don't want to be. I'm reclaiming my liberty. I'm reclaiming my freedom. And all of us need to do that. We will be premiering the new film Invisible Empire at PrisonPlanet.tv in about T-minus 5 minutes. It's going up there right now, ladies and gentlemen. I guess let's go ahead and end this with a couple more phone calls. Let's talk to Mark in New Mexico. Mark, you're on the air. Okay, Max in California. Go ahead, Max.
Hi, Alex. I've been watching your videos, and I didn't hear anything about an Australian government merging with another government. How is that possible? They have a pretty large size, land, and nothing happening with that country.
Say it again.
I'm talking about Australian government. How come Australian government does not get involved in any, emerging,
Well, no. They're part of the Asian Union. They're taking most of the farmers and ranchers' property just outright for carbon taxes. They've confiscated most of the guns. They're passing hate speech laws. They're passing one of the most draconian internet censorship laws. Australia is part of the British Commonwealth. In 79, their parliament said no to the New World Order. So the Queen had her Governor General come in and veto them. That's happened twice in the last 3 years in Canada. Australia is descending into a New World Order pit. Okay, so I have to disagree with you. No, Australia is deeply involved with the New World Order. Every country in the world is either under New World Order control or they're being bombarded and invaded or sanctioned or attacked. Doesn't mean that countries that aren't part of the New World Order are good either. Most governments are bad. It's just they're not part of the big mega eugenics New World Order, ladies and gentlemen. And for all of you out there that don't realize that even if you don't pay high income taxes, you don't get paid as much because your bosses are. And you're paying Social Security that you're never going to collect. And now they've got the value-added tax they want and the carbon taxes that will hit everybody and all the other hundreds of hidden taxes. So remember that on tax day. I am flat out of time. I just want to say great job to the whole crew that helped me shoot the torture of the iPad yesterday. That's really going to educate a lot of people. If you want to find out what we're talking about, go see it at InfoWars.com. I want to thank the great crew that helped us produce and make with Jason Burmis, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. You can order the DVD right now. It's now shipping out. Get the expanded extras on the high-quality DVD. I just want to thank everybody that's been so supportive of this radio show and of all the work we do in the news websites, prison.com and prisonplanet.tv. I want to say great job to the IT crew. Great job to everybody in there in the control room, to all of our supporters, our AM and FM affiliates, Global Shortwave Satellite, and, of course, our sponsors, just everyone. We're going to defeat the New World Order. The truth is rising. The globalists have been exposed. Their false flags to discredit the Tea Parties have been exposed. We'll have a lot more news on that tomorrow. I salute you all, and now Invisible Empire premieres.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.